4,000 years ago, a man left his homeland and set out on a journey that would change history. His name? Abraham. Avraham in Hebrew. Father of nations, patriarch of faiths, and the man at the center of one of the oldest stories ever told. But here's the question. Was Abraham a real person or just a legendary ancestor dreamed up centuries later? Archaeologists, historians, and theologians have been wrestling with that question for more than a century. And today, we're going to dig deep into the soil of the ancient Near East, sift through the evidence, and see if we can find a trace of the man who, according to tradition, heard the voice of God and followed it into the unknown. So, where do we start? Well, the biblical account gives us Abraham's biography in broad strokes. We're told that he's from Ur of the Chaldeans. That was a major city in ancient Mesopotamia. He hears a divine call to leave and head west toward the land of Canaan. And along the way, he becomes a wealthy herdsman, negotiates with kings, fathers children at an impossibly old age, and in the ultimate test, nearly sacrifices his son Isaac. But there's a problem. These stories were written down centuries after Abraham was supposed to have lived. So if Abraham did exist, we're relying on traditions passed down orally for generations. And oral tradition, let's just say it's not famous for footnotes and carbon dating. And already we have a listener question. Here it is. How long can a story survive accurately by word of mouth? Well, that's a great question. See, anthropologists have found that oral traditions can preserve a surprising amount of historical detail for hundreds, even thousands of years, but usually in broad strokes, not in exact dialogue. So if Abraham lived, the skeleton of the story could be accurate, even if the flesh got added later. Now, if Abraham was real, when are we talking? Most biblical chronologies put him somewhere between 2100 and 1700 BCE, before the Common Era. Smack in the Middle Bronze Age. Well, this was a world of fortified city-states. We've got donkey caravans hauling goods across deserts, and a delicate balance between nomadic tribes and urban powers. And interestingly, this is exactly the kind of world Abraham's story describes. The details, believe it or not, match treaties, social customs, even the price of land. Now, in the 1930s, archaeologists digging in Syria uncovered the ruins of Mari. That was a major Bronze Age city. And inside its archives were more than 20,000 clay tablets. Now, these weren't religious myths. They were letters, legal contracts, trade deals. And sprinkled through them are names that just leap off the page for anyone who's read Genesis. Names like Nahor, Laban, even a place called Haran. Coincidence? Possibly. These were common names in the region. But the social world of Mari matches Abraham's world closely. From tribal migrations to pastoral herding patterns. And here's another listener question. Does that mean that Mari proves that Abraham existed? Well, not quite. See, the Mari tablets show the setting in Genesis is historically plausible. It's like finding a real 1940s diner in a movie about that period. It confirms the backdrop, but not whether the characters were real. So now let's talk about Abraham's starting point, Ur of the Chaldeans. See, Ur was a real city. It was a rich Sumerian port on the Persian Gulf, famous for its ziggurat. And archaeology has given us dazzling treasures from its royal tombs. But here's the catch. The Chaldeans didn't even exist until over 1,000 years after Abraham's time. So what's going on? Most scholars think the biblical authors were updating the name for their readers, like saying Julius Caesar was born in Italy, even though Italy didn't exist as a nation yet. Another listener question. So, is that an error in the Bible? Well, it's more a case of editorial updating. Later writers made ancient locations relatable for their audience. It's actually common in ancient texts. And now, the camel in the room. Yes, Genesis talks about Abraham having camels, lots of them. But camel domestication? Well, archaeology suggests it really took off much later, around the late 2nd millennium BCE. Here's a listener question. Could there have been just a few camels even earlier? Yeah, exactly. Some scholars think there were domesticated camels in small numbers before, maybe in elite trading caravans. So Abraham's camels aren't impossible, just early adopters, sort of the Tesla drivers of the Bronze Age. Now, one of the most fascinating details in Abraham's story is the account of him buying the cave of Machpelah from the Hittites in Hebron, or Hebron. For centuries, critics said this was proof. The story was made up because there was no evidence the Hittites ever existed. But then, in the late 19th and early 20th centuries, archaeologists dug up the ruins of Hattusa in modern Turkey. And suddenly, the Hittites were very real. And another listener question, doesn't that prove the Bible was right all along? Well, it proves the Bible preserved a genuine memory of a real people. And that's important. But again, it verifies one detail, not the entire life story of Abraham. Some scholars suggest that Abraham might not have been a single person at all, but sort of a composite of several tribal leaders whose stories were woven together. Others say that Abraham was, in fact, one man, and the core of his story was preserved accurately, even if later generations embroidered the details. Listener question, wouldn't that mean Abraham is more myth than man? Well, not necessarily. Even if the figure is partly composite, it could still be rooted in real historical leaders. It's like how King Arthur might be based on several real warriors from the same period. Well, why does it matter if Abraham was real? because he's not just a figure from the distant past. He's the spiritual ancestor of more than half the world's population. If Abraham was real, then the covenant he entered into wasn't just a theological idea. It was a moment in history. If he wasn't real, the power of his story comes from its ability to inspire and unify. Either way, the man from Ur, or the memory of him, has shaped human history in ways few others ever have. At the end of the day, was Abraham real? Well, the evidence is not conclusive, but it sure is suggestive. His world fits the archaeology. His story preserves genuine Bronze Age details. But the line between history and legend is often blurred by time. And maybe, just maybe, that's the way it's meant to be. So join me next time when we sift through another layer of the past.